We want to remind audiences they can join us here most weeks at the Chase Bank Auditorium. And Detroit listeners, we are making our Motor City debut in January. Detroit! For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, and you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Tom, there was a minor disaster in Berlin's Ostwald Museum. According to officials there, $1 million art installation was ruined. When what happened?
It was thrown out by a janitor.
Yes, it was
really?
Actually mopped up by a cleaning lady, but we'll give it to you.
The artwork, I guessed that.
Yeah, you know, you guessed correct. The artwork.
Why read? You know.
The artwork is called "When It Starts Dripping from the Ceiling" and includes what looks like a puddle of water in the ground. And while some critics describe it as a powerful depiction of man's desire and ultimate failure to contain nature, it really just looks like a muddy spot on the floor. No word on whether the cleaning woman kept her job, but the work is still on display. Museum officials say at least they now know who is responsible for sabotaging another recent groundbreaking installation called "When the Toilet Overflows."
I was touring a modern art museum with a friend years ago, and there was this pile of railroad ties in the middle of this big gallery, just all jackstrawed together. As we're walking towards it, I'm just like going off on what a ridiculous representation of art this is, and why do they do this, and what does it mean? And we walk up to it, and it's called Tom.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Seriously. So I stood back about six paces and started admiring. I was like, yeah, no.
No, I can see that.
If Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute,
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires, and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Angie's List, with reviews on local contractors and doctors in 500 categories with ratings based only on member feedback. Angie'sList.com. Pimsleur Language Programs, offering the potential to play Bluff the Listener Challenge in 45 languages. Learn more at Pimsleur.com. And the National Association of Realtors, an advocate for homeownership. More at houselogic.com/homeownership. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.